All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here. And, hey, do you have anyone helping you with your money if you're listening right now? Do you think if you had a financial advisor like me talking to you, walking you through the steps, that you would do better? Well, I have trained so many guys. You know, I got a team of people right now that if you call us, we'll put you with someone that has been trained by me, as well as if you've ever considered doing something to where you wanted to make a career change and get trained by me, then you should visit RoyMatlockJr.com. And when you get there, there's a couple of places you can do. It says join the team. You can do that if you're interested in finding out what it would be to get a license, which we pay for, by the way, to teach you how to do that. And then secondly, if you'd like one of our advisors to sit with you and help you, you can do that. And it'll say just, find an advisor. And then, or you can make a phone call, 615-843-2999. When we came out of the break, our first segment, we talked about getting your money working for you. Stop wasting money. And there's so many things. I always tell people, you know, if you really want to start moving forward, get a bank draft going on your checking account. And so what happens is you set up back in 1985, I set up my first mutual fund. It's $50 a month where they pulled it out of my checking account. And they've been pulling it out, you know, ever since that time. Of course, I raised it over time. But I always tell people that's when everything changed, because I started saving money in things that had returns on them. And if you look at any of those mountain charts, go back to 1985 and say, you know, if I'd have been putting in a money into one of those mutual funds all that time since 1985, it really doesn't matter how much money you put into it, you end up having something. And so what happens is I start looking and I say, now, why are you wasting money? Why wouldn't you have something set up to where you could instantly just pull your phone out and tap it? So what I have right now on my phone is, you know, the ability to spend money anywhere. All I got to do is log into the internet and I can buy Amazon, you know, anything I want. But I also have a app on my phone to where I can just tap the button, log into my account, and I say, hey, you know, I'm not going to eat out tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to save that money, probably save me $50. So I'm just going to go in right now, open up my phone, and say, I'm going to save it. And I pull it up, and in about 45 seconds, I hit invest 50, and it goes in. And now that 50 that I invest, guess what happens? It is now in an investment that over a long period of time won't be a 50 anymore. It'll be a 100 and a 200 and so on because of compound interest. So now that we understand all that, we're not going to waste money. We're going to free money up to save. You're going to go in there and today you're going to go through and say, all right, what are some things I can do without? And then if you have a place, then you set up a mutual fund tied to your account. Okay. I mean, everybody can free up money. All right. So we do that. Then what we do is we make a decision to put our money in things that grow. Now, how do we go about doing that? I talked in the last show about you can put it into stocks, you can put it into bonds, or you can go get professional money managers. And what they do is they pick the stocks and bonds for you. And that's called a mutual fund or a managed account. You can also put it into annuities. Annuities go from the very conservative that is better than the bank type annuities, fixed indexed annuities. You can also go into what's called variable annuities where it's in the market and so on. The benefit of an annuity is two things. One, it gives you the ability to get tax-deferred growth. All right. And then the second one is you can get lifetime incomes on it. Now, people always say that, well, yeah, but I've heard bad things about annuities. Well, what annuities are insurance, is insurance that you purchase on your investments. All right. An insurance company says, look, here's what we'll do. We'll pay 5% for the rest of your life, even if the account goes to zero. Well, if the market goes down and the account goes to zero and you're still drawing your 5% until you and your spouse die, then that was the insurance you paid for. Well, I tell people, you know, the annuity insurance, it's more expensive than if you were to just put it in a regular mutual fund, but it's sure not as expensive as the FDIC is when they're giving you 1.1 or 0.2%. So there's different things you can do. So, but either way, we go in and we start saying, look, we're going to get our money working for us. We're going to invest our money. We're going to do that kind of stuff. And so once we do that, we start moving in, and I'm going to go down the side of the mutual fund managed account type side, and this would include what we call index funds. Let me walk you through. You got index funds. Those are just the overall index that is, if you buy the S&P 500 index, it's not managed. It's very low cost. And the reason you would buy that, you say, hey, if I just throw it in there and forget about it, okay, it's averaged 10% forever. Okay. I saw a chart just recently that showed a $10,000 investment back in 1976 in an index fund grew to over $1 million, just a one-time $10,000 investment. And that was like the beginning of the index funds. So there's, you know, they're out there. The benefit of the index funds is they're cheap. They're not professionally managed. But then you can go in, and I saw another chart where a professionally managed mutual fund where they pick and choose, all right, the stocks. In other words, they don't put it across all of them. They put it across $1 million. I saw one fund that went to $2.8 million, okay, on that same $10,000. So if you get someone that is professionally managing your money, there's a good possibility that they can beat the market, but a lot of them don't. So if you're looking, you always want to know, are they actually better, all right? And then what we do is we start figuring out, do we want to have a brokerage account? That's where you go in and you pay a fee every time you invest. If you invest again, you pay a fee, all that kind of stuff. But if you pay the fee and you never move it out of that fund family, it becomes very inexpensive, one of the cheapest ways to have a professionally managed account. Or you go with what we call a managed portfolio. It's called a fiduciary. And keep in mind, fiduciary does not mean cheaper. What fiduciary means is that it's a flat rate no matter where you put it. So there's no incentive for any kind of person that's in the investment business to push you in one direction versus the other. And so, but don't think it's cheaper. It's just a different way. A lot of times you'll pay 1% or something like that, plus the underlying fees. So it's actually more expensive than if you put it in a brokerage account and keep it, but you have more flexibility. So you can move it from one to the other, and you know, you have it across 10 different fund families or ETFs or stocks, whatever you want to do on that. But at the end of the day, it's just investment account. And then you have to choose those investment accounts. Do you want something more aggressive? All right. Because you have a longer time horizon, or maybe your risk tolerance is there. And that would be maybe an all stock type investment where you're putting it into companies. All right. And those ETFs you could buy in the managed account, or you buy a stock mutual fund, whatever it may be. And they are made up of maybe three or four different types of them. You've got your growth and income type investments. They buy larger companies that pay dividends. They tend to be the more conservative among the stocks. They would own Exxon and Procter & Gamble and stuff like that. Then you got the growth funds. They're going to put your money into the Googles of the world, the Starbucks. So the idea of the stock's going to go up and stuff like that. You can diversify even more with international funds. That's outside the U.S. If we have a global fund, they're going to invest not only in the U.S., but outside the U.S., whereas the international fund will not invest in the U.S. And why do you do that? Well, there's great companies out there. You know them, Mercedes, and what about Johnson & Johnson and BP Oil and all these different ones, Nintendo. So that would be international. So we want to be a part of that. Plus, a lot of the U.S. companies are doing business all over the world. So we know the power of outside, you know, the United States. Then we have the aggressive growth. Those are the Googles of the bar, the small caps. So when you go in, you start developing a risk tolerance, all right? And we're going to talk about risk tolerance versus risk capacity. And in doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to learn about, you know, where you are in the stream of things. Then we've got balanced funds. They're going to have some bonds in it. When we come back out of the break, we'll talk about all the different bonds and what is a bond, how does it work, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is we learn how investments work. Then once we get through learning that, then we got to get the actual asset allocation fixed. And then, hey, we're doing great. How about that? And then we have our FIN number. We'll talk about that. That's the amount of money you need in order to retire. So I'm going to talk about that when we come back in. And if you visit RoyMatlockJr.com, would you like to know your financial independence number? We're going to provide it for you. Go to RoyMatlockJr.com. It'll be on there. Find out what my FIN is and visit that. We'll be right back after a short break.